Okay, today's daf Yud Beis. Learn today's daf is the daf Zeich Mishmas, the following individuals: Eitan Barak, Amos Greenberg, Adar Barsano, Bar Rahav, Benaya Rubel, Tzvika Kaplan, Osman Delovit, Safir Bar Or, Gilad Jacoby, Sean Carmeli, Moshe Malkol, Tal Ifrach, Max Steinberg, whose funeral is going on now, Shachar Tas, Daniel Plameret, Sean Monshein, Ben Yitzhak Anonu, Oren Simcha Noach, Oded Ben Sira, Oad Shemesh, Adab Goldmecher, Yuval Dagan, Dolev Kedar, Ben Nasiyan Kashun, Yuval Hyman, Jordan Ben Simon, Avitar Moshe Torjeman, Oren Shaul, Natan Cohen, and Dimitri Levitas. The Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we are in just about the end of the sugya of that, discussing the counting of the 70 years of the Gullus. So we had mentioned that Belshazzar made a mistake, and then Achashverosh made the mistake, and we said that Achashverosh seemed to have gotten it right. And then we said that Achashverosh, it seemed like there was a problem with the Pesukim, because it should have been in the 14th year of the Achashverosh kingdom that the Beis HaMikdash should have been built, but instead it looks like that it was built in the 12th year. So the Gemara says that there was Shanim Mukutos, 2 years were double counted. And that's how they got the mistake. 2 years were double counted. Again, just a reminder, this is the calculation of Chazal. Secular calculations have a very, very different calculation of when Purim could have taken place. According to Chazal, it seems that it took place before Beis HaMikdash. According to secular calculations, depending on what you do, it seems like a 50 or 110 years after the Beis HaMikdash. As to why Chazal and the secular calendar differ, there's literally thousands and thousands of pages written as to that. We'll leave that for a different time, or we'll just not discuss it. Okay, so Amar Rava, Shanim Mukutos, they were broken up years. So Tanya Amihachi, and so we have another brisa that says that they were 2 years that were double counted. Tanya Amihachi, v'od shana acheres lebavel v'amad dar yavesh v'hishlima. There was a time which was Belshazzar, with another year for Belshazzar, and Dar Yavesh finished that year. So you see that there was an overlap in the same year between Belshazzar, who was Babylonian, and Daryavish, who was Persian or Median, Daryavish, that they overlapped. Which Daryavish this is, again, depends on how you're doing it. The names Daryavish, the names Koresh, the names Xerxes, they come up constantly in the Persian. It's almost like the name Pharaoh. They come up constantly, so to know which one is which has to be looked at also. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says, after Daniel taught Bahai Chushbana, even Daniel made a mistake in calculating the 70 years. The pasuk says in Daniel, Bishnas achas lemalcho, the first year of his reign, ani Daniel binosi b'svarim, I Daniel looked into the svarim, right, which is misvar shanim. The pasuk continues, asher hayad devar shem el yirmiyah navi l'los l'charvos k'ushlaim shivim shana. I was looking into it to figure out what was the 70 years. So the Gemara says, midaka amar binosi, when he says that I was looking into it, so he had a, Mars seems to indicate, michlal dita, he was checking into it, but he made a mistake. That's what Gemara says. Okay. Mikol makom kasha kra adadadi. Nevertheless, we have a steer in the psukim, because one psukim, Yaro says, milos lebavel. Right? He says, ki chol mar Hashem, ki lefi milos lebavel, shirim shona efkod eschem, vakimosi, and I'm good to base it. So from there, it's mashma that you count the 70 years from when the Babylonians took over. That's when Nebuchadnezzar captured Jehoiakim. The Ksiv, and it says in Daniel, Binosi Basvar and Misbar Hashanim, Asher Ayad, Devar Shem Miyav, and Nevi Limlos, Lecharvos Yushalayim, which is 70 years from the destruction of Yushalayim. So where are we counting it from? Remember, there was like a couple of years, 13 years before when Nebuchadnezzar captured until the destruction. So from when are we counting? So I think maybe it was 18 years. 18 years. So Amar Rava, Mifkida Ba'alma. There are two different calculations going on here. One is from the destruction, and one is from when Nebuchadnezzar took over. So he says, Mifkida Ba'alma. Rashi says, Va'amar lefi milos lebavo shivim shana efkoshem, v'kach haisa shenifkadu b'shana achas l'koresh melech paras, shishnas ayin alef l'kibash yoyokim shepashta bavo Yisrael. So there's going to be two different calculations. There's going to be 70 years from Nebuchadnezzar is when Koresh, according to the calculation of Chazal, is when Koresh gave permission to them to start going back, and then from 70 years from the destruction, they actually began to build. That's what it says. Amar Haidik Siv, this is what the pasuk says in Ezra, Ki Ko Amar Koresh Melech Paras, Ko Mamlachos Ha'aretz Hatan Li Hashem, Kay Shemayim, as we saw yesterday, Korah said he ruled the entire world. And he appointed me to build a house in Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim, the plus continues, Mibachem, we call him Moyel Al-Kavimo, who's going to go up, Beyal Yerushalayim, and go up to Yerushalayim, and build the house. So that's one pekida, that's one counting. And then another counting is when it actually gets built. And Darash of Nachem Bar Chizda, Maidik Siv, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Yeshayahu? It says, Ko Amar Hashem Lemishicho, Mikoresh Asher Hechazati Bimino. It's basically, this is what the words of Hashem to Mashma, Pashat seems to say, to his anointed one, to Koresh, meaning Koresh is the anointed one, Asher Hechazati Bimino, that I have strengthened his hand. Koresh Mashiach Haya? Was Koresh Mashiach? Was he anointed with oil? Ella Amaloka Ishbarchu Mashiach. Rather, you have to put the comma in a different place. Don't say the Mashiach or the Koresh. It should just say Komar Shalom Shcho comma the Koresh. Exactly, we know. So that's how you make the break of the pasuk. Ella Amaloka Ishbarchu Mashiach. Kovel Ani Lecha Al Koresh. I am complaining before you regarding Koresh, the king of Persia. Ani Amarti Hu Yivnez Basi. I told him that he should build the house. He should build Beis Hamikdash. The Kabetz Gal Yusai, and he should be the ingatherer of all those in Galus. The Hu Amar Mibachem Mikolam Ovial. He says, who's going to go up? He should have been more proactive. He shouldn't have just asked everybody. He should have been doing it himself. Don't know what that means. Hashem wanted Koresh to build the Beis Hamikdash. I don't know how that works. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go back to darshaning all the psukim in Maseches Megillah. Again, without a doubt, Maseches Megillah has the greatest percentage of psukim. In Torah Shavuot, that is darshan. Almost the entire Megillah is darshan. So Chel Paras Umadai HaPartimim, right? So the Partimim, the Chel of Paras Umadai. Uksiv. So it seems in here that the Paras Umadai are the Partimim, which are the ministers. Uksiv, and he says at the end of the Megillah, it says LeMalchei Madai Paras. It says to the kingdom, the kings of Malchei of Persia, of Media and Persia. So first it says, Madai is the Partimim, and it says Madai is the kings. So which one is it? Are the Medians the kings, or the Medians the ministers? So Amar Rava, Asnune Asnai Bahadadi. There was a Tanai made between the Persians and the Madiim. Im Minan Malchei Minaych Iprichi. If one of us is the king, then you guys are the ministers. If the other one is the king, then the ministers. Basically, it was sort of a shared government of checks and balances. If a Persian was the king, the Medians were the ministers. If the Median was the king, the Persian were the ministers. Okay. Next pasuk says, "Beharoso es osha kivol malchuso v'sikar teferos duoso." So what does that mean? He showed them his osha kivol malchuso and his yikar teferos duoso. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina Melamed comes teach us shelovash bigdei kahuna that Achashverosh wore the bigdei kahuna. Learning out from Gzeirah Shavah. Tiv Hacha, it says here yikar teferos duoso. The word teferis, sivhasim, it says by the bidei kuna, right? Vasisa bidei kodesh, laron achich, lechavod, ulu sivharis. Zeroshav, teferis, that's how you learn that he wore the bidei kuna. Next pasuk that we got, Arshin, is, Vimlos hayamima eile, at the end of these days, Asa melech lekol ha'amim, Zayim, Meshusha, Mabira, Lemidl, Vakata, Mishash, Nivis, Yamim. So after the days of this party, he made another party for the people of Shusha, Mabira. So Rabu Shmuel, Bachlogos Rabu Shmuel, Chad Amar Melech Bekeichayim, once said he was very shrewd. V'chad Amar Melech Kibishayim, once said he was foolish. Manda Amar Melech Bekeichayim, one who said that he was very shrewd. Says Shapir Ovid Dikar Rechika Bereisha. It's better that Achashverosh made a party for the outsiders first, and then made a party for the people close to him. Dibnei Maseh Kol Emos Nebaim Mifayis. Because it's very easy to deal with the people, your inner circle. And they make a party for you right away, make a party for everybody else. Whatever, my inner circle I can deal with later. But now that I finished everybody, now I'll deal with them. Umanda Amar Kibishayim, once he was foolish. The barley lekruvi b'ni ma'aseh b'reisha, the mardu behanach anu habikami b'adon. You should solidify your base. First you should go to all these Democratic fundraisers. When the world is going up in smoke, you should be going to Seattle and D.C. and all these places to raise money for the Democratic Party. And only then, you should deal with the issues at hand.
Absolutely.
Right. We don't speak politics here.
The first party was closed to the locals.
Yeah, apparently. The first party was closed. Yeah, apparently that party was for
the king. They made a special one.
No. It seems to be indicating that it was only for those, and then he made another party for the ones inside. Shalom Talmid Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Talmid Rav Shimon ben Yochai asked, "The Iman is Chayvu Sonayim Shal Yisrael, but also Ador Kliaya. Why did the Sonayim, in Lashon Tzaginar, why did the Ben Yisrael themselves deserve destruction?" So Amar Lahem, he says to them, "In Rotem, you tell me, all right?" So Amrullah, they said to him, if Nation Nenu Misudas is also Rasha, because they had Hana from the Sa'uda of that Rasha.
So Umar,
what? The Talmidim said back, they asked Rashi Rabbi Yochai, why did they deserve Kliya? He says, then why don't you tell me what you think? So they said, because they had Hana from the Suda of that evil man, meaning they had Hana from the Suda. Right, so the problem, so Imkain, right, to focus, give Yoni Hashas and Joseph Engel focus on the word that the problem that they say, Havamim, is not that they had, because they ate, it's not that they ate, it's that they had Hana, they enjoyed it. Maybe eating from the Suda, where they had no choice, you know, maybe they were onus. That you didn't have, but if you're forced to do something, you don't have to enjoy it. Okay.
You'll find that I would not make it if one kosher.
So what? That's not your hard to go, Yavor.
No, maybe they have kosher meals.
Maybe. Right, they have the vacuum pack meals?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, now you maybe get a whole.
And they have the kosher caterer come in and give it only to those people.
James,
so Im Kain and Mordechai. So Im Anshe Knesset Gedolah.
Im
Kain, if that's the case, that the reason why they were deserve destruction because they had benefit from that Suda. So Shabishushan Yehargu, Shabakolam Kul Al Yehargu. So only those who are in Shushan should get destruction, not those from the rest of the world, which I don't know, this goes against what we just said before, that one part is for everybody, and the next last part is for the people in Shushan. So Amrulos, they said back to him, Amorata. Okay, so you tell us. So Amrulam, he says to them, Bipne Shishtahvul Tselem, that they bow down to the Vodazara. Rashi says, Tselem, Bimei Nebuchadnezzar. So I said, okay, but so why? And that's a long time ago. So why are they getting destruction now? I don't know. So Amrulo, so they said to, back to him, the Chima Sopani Mishmadav, wait a second, if they violated, if they did a Bodhisattva, so Nechaya Misa, so why did Hashem then forgive them and not allow them, and allow them to not be destroyed? So he says, Amrulahem, Heim lo asu el lifanim, Apakash Baruch lo asu elimim el lifanim. They only did it only for lifanim, only to show people on the outside. I think lifanim usually means inside. I think here it means to be outside. Rashi said, "Heim asu lifanim niyira." They only did it out of fear. I guess the inside was fear. They didn't really want to bow down. They only did it from fear. So too, Hakadosh Baruch Hu asam el lifanim. So too, Hashem only sort of scared him, right? That this would happen, and then he retracts the gezeira. Havahayar dechsev. That's what the pasuk says in Eicha. Ki lo ina milibo. The pasuk continues, "Ve'ageh b'nei ish." If someone does an avera without ina libo, without kavan in his heart, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring him tsar. Vayaga b'nei ish. And he do tshuva. He's giving tzar, but he's not going to actually do the punishment. Okay. Next pasuk says, "Bachatzar ginas bisan amelech." That there were three places. It mentions the chatzar, the gina, and the bisan. Three different places. So Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Haroy lechatzar lechatzar. Basically, they were broken down into the hierarchy. Those who were the chatzar, I guess, is the innermost, and then there's the ginas and then the bisan, I guess. So he says, "Haroy lechatzar chatzar." Someone was very chashu, was a roy to be in the chatzar, came to the chatzar. Roy legina gina. The next level was in the gina. Roy lebisan lebisan. The next level was in the bisan. Chad Amar, one says no. Hoshivan bechatzar below hexikon. First he put them in the chatzar, but there were too many people, so they had to go outside the sukkah. They went that outside, and then they started. They were in the bina. It was the overflow, and then the next overflow lo hexikon achi nisan lebisan, and they were into the bisan. So you had the overflow of the crowd first to the chatzar, then to the gina, then to the gina, then to the bisan. The Masnisa Tana, Oshivan Bachatzer, he put him in the Chatzer, Upasach Lehem Shnei Psachim, Echlegin Echlebisan. And he opened the doors so the crowd could flow into the bisan and into the gina. I don't know, the one who says that he did it in the hierarchy seems to defeat the purpose of the party. The whole party was everyone to be equal, everyone to come and share. He puts them in his hierarchy, that sort of defeats on the left. And the second answer makes more sense, just to overflow. To me, at least, overflow crowd. Right, there was no RSVP. There was no RSVP. So whoever came, and everyone came. You have situations where you expect a certain amount of people, and
he was trying to show off all his wealth, and
he didn't.
You think everything's open, go.
And he didn't realize everyone was as many people were going to come who showed up. More people came. You had an overflow crowd. You have it going on right now. You have an overflow crowd in Har Herzl. People, they didn't expect as many people to come for the funeral. It's tens of thousands of people there. Pasuk then says, Chor karpas utcheles, three types of linen. My chor, what is chor? Rav Amar charei chori. These are
chareis.
Sorry?
Lace.
Yeah, what is it? Charei chori. You put these on the beds and they're made, they're made with holes. That's lace. Okay, Shmuel Amar melach levana. It's this very, very clean wool. He laid out for them, so I guess to sit on them. He put these lace items, it's very, very fancy wool. Karpas, what's karpas? Am Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Karim Shel Pasim. It's these types of pillows made of meshi, I think, right?
Wool.
Right?
Which is a fine wool?
Who?
Let's
see what Rashi says. Okay. Al Galile Kesef Amude Sheish. What's Galile Kesef and Amude Tchelos? I guess we know what Tchelos says. Galile Kesef Amude Sheish. Mitos Zahav Kesef. We have beds of Zahav Kesef. Tan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, a royal Kesef. Kesef, royal Zahav Zahav. Also, it's a hierarchy. Those who deserve it of silver got silver. Those who deserve it of gold got gold. And now the Gemara asks my question. If some got gold, some got silver, so then you're making jealousy amongst the people who attended. So Ella, Haim Shal Kesef, Raglaim Shal Zahav. What these were is that the beds themselves were made of silver, and the posts, the feet, the legs of the bed were made of gold.
For everybody.
Everyone had the same. He's like from Gamaliel. No one gets buried in fancy shrouds. Achashverosh didn't want to have it. He made till kinnah with everybody. And so they all lie down on. That's what they ate. That's what they ate on these. They ate on these tables, on these beds, and stuff like that. I guess. So then the pasuk says, "Al ritzvas bahas v'sheish." So Amar of Asi, one of those bahas avonim shemicholitos al baleim. These are very, very precious jewels that you have to dig and find in order, and they're bought with expense. They're very expensive. The Chenu Omer, Pasuk says in the Zechariah, Avnei Nezer mis nosisos alav mason. So the Pasuk is basically praising Bnei Israel that in the future they are going to be as important and as respected like these diamonds on the crown. That should happen speedily in our days. And yeah, people are going to respect about our opinions, I guess, maybe even like precious jewels. Then the Pasuk says, the Dar B'Socheres. So what's Dar B'Socheres? Rav Amar Dore Dori. They were rolls of pearls. And Socheres, I guess, is they were Dore Dori. Socheres means that they were Dore Dori means that they're rolls of precious stones. And Socheres means that they were, I guess, they were embedded. They were embedded in the floor, Rashi says. Okay? Ushmuel Amar Eben Tova Yesh Bekarche Yom. This is one precious jewel that's found in the sea. Vidara Shema, and it's called Dara. And Hoshiva Emsa Seuda, and you put it in the middle of the meal. Then the Meiru Lehem Kivsar Rayim, and it lit up the room like it was the middle of the afternoon, like the one sheet of Rashi in the what the Noach did. He had this precious stone that lit up the whole room. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, he says Shekara Dro Lechol Balei Schora. That what does mean Dar Socheres means he called freedom, right? The correct drawer. I mean he lifted the taxes to all the business people. It was a big, great day. It was a tax free zone. And then the pasuk says the Hashkos, and he drank bichlei zahav from golden vestments, bichelim and kelim shonim, and other things from different kelim. What is kelim shonim? It's mishunim iboyle. It should have said different ones. What is or unique ones? We're talking about different types of kelim, so these are unique ones. What is kelim shonim? Amar Rava. Rava says yotza baskol va'amar lehem. The baskol came out and said to him, "Rishonim kalu mipnei kelim v'tashonim b'hem." Belshazzar tried to use the kelim for the base of midrash and he died. Now you're going to go ahead and do it, and then you're going to use them. And then it was over. He said Belshazzar made a mistake, and now he made his own calculation, but he wasn't worried about that. And then it says, "What?" He said Vashti died. That's a different question. Why for Achashverosh did Vashti die and for Belshazzar did he die? Interesting question. V'yein Malchus Rav, and there was plenty of wine. So what does it say Rav and not Harvey? So Amar Rav, interesting. So Rav says, Milame Chekol Echad V'Echad Hishkahu Yayin Shegadol Men B'Shanim. Everyone was given wine that was aged more than them. Wine that was older than they. Right? Aged wine is supposed to be better, so they got aged wine. The Hashtia Kadas, and the Hashtia was like Kadas. My Kadas, what does it mean Kadas? Amar Chanan Mishum Rav Meir, Kedash al Torah. It was done in accordance with the Torah rules. What's the Torah rules? Ma dash al Torah Achila Meruba Mishdia, Afsudaso, Shal Oso Rosha, Achila Meruba Mishdia. When you bring the Karbanos, whenever the amount of wine that's brought, there's always more food in proportion. So to be, despite all the wine that they had, it just shows you how much more food that they had. That they were so gluttonous that they had more wine, more food than the wine. And we know that the wine, they had almost an unlimited supply. So Ein Ones, what does it mean Ein Ones? Amar Belazar, Melamej Kol Echa Vi Echad, Hishkahu miyein midinaso. Everyone got their local wine. Everyone got their local brew. You don't have to get to the wine that they were used to. Okay. Then it says. Possibly. Lasos kirtzon ishri ish. And to do what's the ratzon of each of the man and the man. Amar Rava, the kavana here is lasos kirtzon Mordechai v'Haman. To do the ratzon of Mordechai and Haman. Rashi seems to indicate that they were the. Was it Rashi or somebody else? That they were the Sarah Mashkim. Right? They were the individuals, right? Where is Rashi Kirtzon? On the bottom, last line. Kirtzon Mordechai Bahaman, Heim Hayu Sarah Mashkim B'mishteh. They were the porters, I guess. They gave out the wine. Okay. Mordechai, it says Ish Yehudi, so it says Ish, it says Ish Yehudi, and Haman, it says Ish Tzara Oyev, so they are the Ish.
I understand why they gave Mordechai that honorable job. Why did he give it to Haman?
Why did they give it to Mordechai? Who was Mordechai at this point in time?
That's what I'm saying. He was going to be at this point in time.
So he's a Tzara Mashkim?
So they gave a lovely job, Tzara Mashkim.
I don't know why was Mordechai even. The rest of the Megillah goes on that talks about they didn't even know who Mordechai was. He was sitting in the Sharm. They had no idea who this guy was. He was the guy. He was the head of the wine. He was in charge of the wine according to this. Maybe it was kosher wine. Make sure it was. He gave out the Mavushal wine. I don't know. Okay. Then it says. Gam Vashti Hamalka Asasa Mishta Nashin Besa Malchus Shalom Achshavos. Vashti also made a party, but it says Besa Malchus. He did it in the king's house. Bes Nashin Barley. She should have been, I guess, in the female chamber in the base Nashin. So Amar Rava says Shnehem Advar Avera Niskavnu. Both Achshavos and Vashti had the same kavana for his nus. And Hayad the Amri Inshi. This is what the colloquialism is. Iyu Bekari. He the man deals with big things, the East to say, and his wife, Vivutini, with small things. Right? Says, Deluan Katanis, Klomar, Deba Oso Min Atmo. They deal with the same idea. Zen Noef, Bezono Efes, Hu Omer Leharos as Yafa, Behila Kachlis Kavna, She Stakla Biopia. He wanted everyone to see her beauty, and she was fine with everyone seeing her beauty. Bayom Hashvi, Ketov Leva Melech Biyayim. On the seventh day, when the wine was plenty, in the heart of the king, so atu ad hashta lo tav beis chamra. Up to the seventh day, he didn't have enough wine. Only on day seven, he had enough wine. The Gemara asks, Amarava yom hashvi'i Shabbos haya. It was the seventh day. It was Shabbos. Talking about Shabbos, she Yisrael ochlin v'shosim on Shabbos. On the beis Yisrael eat and drink on Shabbos. Maschilim b'divrei Torah b'divrei tishbacha. So when they eat and drink, they talk Torah and they give shevach to Hashem. Aval ovi kachavim. But the akum she'ochlim v'shosim, when they eat and drink, ein maschilim ela b'divrei tiflus. They only deal with hevel. V'chein b'sudas also a rasha, and so too in the suda with that evil man. Halalu omrim madios naos, v'halalu parsios naos. This was the conversation. The Median said that the Median women are pretty, and the Persian says the Persian women are better looking. So Amar lehenach hashverich, Hashver says to them. The kli that I'm using, meaning my wife, ain't a little midai, a little Parsi. She's not Median, she's not Persian. Ela Kazdi, she's Babylonian. Right? Ritzochem Liros, do you want to see how pretty she is? So Amrlo in, they said yes, Ubavach Tehe Aruma, so long as she comes out naked. The Mida Sha'adam Moded Ba Modinibo. So the Gemara says, so why was Vashti, why did Vashti get this that everyone should be paraded around naked? Because it's Mida Kenega Mida. Right, Mida Shah Adam Modid Ba Modim Lo, Milamit teaches Shahisa Vashti Ha Risha'a, the evil Vashti, Mivia Benos Yisrael, she would bring the Jews, Umashitasan Arumos, and she would strip them naked, Ba'osebahem Malach B'Shabbos, and first force them to do work on Shabbos while they were naked. Hano Desiv, and this is what the Pasuk says, Achar Hadvar Ma'ela, after the beginning of Pasuk Perak Beis, Yishokha Mas HaMelech HaChashveros, Zachar is Vashti the Esheshar Sasa, she remembers Vashti and what she had done. And that's Asher Nigzar Aleah, and what was decreed upon her. So that's sort of what she did and what was decreed, same thing, right? Shame she also saw Kach Nigzar Aleah. What she did, that was Nigzar Aleah. And Pasha Pshat is that you remember what she did. What she did was that she refused to come in front of the king. The Rasha of the Chazal is a little deeper. Okay. Then the pasuk says, we're actually in Perek Aleph, pasuk is based now. But Tameina Malka Vashti, Vashti refused to go, right? The Tameina Mashta Valki Levo with Vara Melech, Asher Biyad Asarisim, she didn't want to come. So, Mirte Pritisa Haive, why? Why didn't she not come? Well, she's a, all of a sudden she was a Prusa. Well, now all of a sudden she decides not to go to Amamar, as Mar said, Shneyam with Vara Veir Niskavnu. So, both of them were very fine with this Nus. So, my time Eloase, so why did she not come? So, there's a level, I guess there are different degrees. It's one thing of being into, wanting to have an illicit relationship, another thing of freeing yourself naked in front of the entire kingdom. I mean, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yossi says, Melamich of Parcha Bat Saras. She got embarrassed because she got Saras. Masdisa Tana, and I have these brackets, which are in some gear sauce and my other gear sauce. But Gabriel came to Asla Zanav and made for her either a tail, other times she made this big wart, whatever it means, that's what she had, some sort of blemish on her body that she did not want to be seen. So now Vashti refuses to come. The pasuk says, "Vayiksov haMelech Maod." The king got very angry, and the pasuk says, "Lachamasov ba'arabo," and the anger burnt inside him. So my Dalka beKulehai. Why was he lit? Why did the fire burn inside him so much? Why did he get so angry? So Amar Rava says, "Sholchalei," because Vashti sent back to him, "Bar ahu." Basically, Vashti now was being pogame in his yichus. Bar ahur yare da abba. Your father, you are the son of the stable boy, right? Your father was the stable boy for my father, Belshazzar. Okay? So, Abba lichabel alpha chamer shashi v'lorave, v'hu gabra ishtate b'chamre miyad v'chamasa barav, v'hu gabra ashtame b'chamre, so miyad v'chamasa barav, so he's making fun of his ability to hold his liquor. He says, my father could drink, right? My father could drink wine of 1,000 people and not get drunk. But you drink a little bit of wine, and you forget in his manhood, you can't hold your liquor. You can't hold your liquor, and therefore immediately v'chamasa barav. Then he got angry. Okay. So then the pasuk says, "Vayomer haMelech laChachamim yodei haItim." Hashem says to the Chachamim who know the times. So man Chachamim, you like this one? You see, who are the Chachamim? Rabbanan. It's the Rabbanan. It's the Talmidei Chachamim. What does it mean? Yodei haItim. They know the times. Sheyodim laAber Shanim v'Kol Chadashim. They know the times. They know when to make a leap year, or to make a full month. So, again, the whole idea is like, basically, he had no idea. Plus, the Gemara in Megillah, he had no idea who the Jews were. Never thought in his mind. Here, Mordechai is the Shahar Mashkim. The first people goes to S.H. for the Jews. Very different on the Pshat level than on the Chazal level. So he says, so what does he say to them? So Amru, so he said to Amru Lehu, Amru Lehu says to them, right. And he was sitting outside, he didn't come, right. He didn't bow down.
Inappropriate, and he could go, and here he's right there, right in the middle.
Yes. So Amar Luhu, he says to the Chachamim, Dayun Ali, tell me what to do with my wife Vashti. Right? So Amru, they said to him, what are we supposed to do? Hey, Chinave, what should we do? Namely, Katalo, if we tell him to kill her, Lemachar Pasle Chamri by the Minan. Tomorrow he'll be sober up, and he'll say, why'd you tell me to kill her? We're upset. Namely, Shavaka, if we tell him now not to do anything, we'll going to be Mizalz of the Mizmelech. His mother, he wants us to do something. So what did they punted? So Amrullah, they said to him, can't do anything. From the moment that the base of Mizmelech was destroyed and we were sent in Galus, we don't have this wisdom anymore. That's what that could probably work with Achashverosh, because this whole party, according to Chazal, this whole party is to celebrate the fact that the base of Mizmelech is not being rebuilt. So therefore, you're right, yeah, okay. So he won't listen to them. So we don't know how to judge, capital crimes. Zil leith gabe, take out the word amon, but zil leith gabe amon v'moav, the yoseh b'duchutayu, they're sitting in their lands, they were taken away from the lands. Kechamra di yaseh v'aldudurei, it's like wine that sits on its dregs, I guess, whatever, they go from here to there, it doesn't matter, they're still the same, because they were never removed from their land. But Taimru Amrule, and they said a good thing, Diksiv, because it says by in Yirmiyo regarding Moab, Sha'anan Moab minu Urav, Vishokidhu al Shimarav, Vilohurak Mikli al Kli, Uvagola lo halach, and they were never sent into exile. Al Kain Amad Tamo Bo Vrecholo Namar. That's why their taste is still there, and their scent never went away. That's why they still kept their chachma, because they were never sent from their land.
Actually, they weren't at the party. If we go now,
they came to visit, but they weren't.
Well, there.
They were there, but they were. They still lived in their ancestral home. No, ask those people because they still live in their ancestral home.
Specifically says it wasn't the advisors.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the
so that so that's the first he went to the Chachamim and then Miyad right afterwards he says Vakarov Elav Karshna Shasarad Masat Harshis Meres Masu Mukhod Shiva Sarais Parusumada Rope Ne Melach Yosh Mosh Mukha. So then he went to them. Which is the, I thought he went to Moab, but these are Roshe Parusumada, so I don't know.
For what purpose did he go to them?
Because the Jews said that they weren't gonna answer him. But the Jews said to go to Moab. Then he goes to the Sarai. But the pasuk says that he went to these seven for the Sarai Parasumadai. So I thought he went to Moab. I don't know. So Amar Rabbi Levi, whole pasuk said this whole pasuk Karov Elav Al Shum Karbonos Nemar. The drashi can make from every word regarding the Karbonos because the word Karov is a Siddarshan. The word Karov as a carbon as carbon and Shloshan a carbon and the Karboni here is that the Malachim said to Kodesh Baruch Hu that. You should remember the Karbonos, I guess, to do something in Vashti and to set the whole thing in motion. And how does it work? So it goes, first one is Karshina, right? Right, Karshina is the first one. Amru, Malachi Shar, Sadei Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Malachi Shar said before Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, Master of the World, Klum Hikrivu, Fanecha, Karim, B'nei Shana, didn't the Jews offer before you Karim with these sheep, these one-year-old sheep, I guess in the Karbon Tavid, Kederach Shekrivu, Yisrael, Fanecha, Did these non-Jews offer the Karbonos the same way that the Jews offer the Karbonos? Shesar, Klum Hikriv Vanecha, did they bring to you Shtei Torim, these two Torim, the two bird Karbonos like B'nai Yisrael did? Admasa, Klum Baruch Vanecha, Mizbeach Adama, did they come before you for the Mizbeach that's made out of earth? Tarshish, Klum Shimshu Vanecha, B'nai Kehuna, did they serve before you the B'nai Kehuna? Well, you know, Lachash Rerich is actually wearing the B'nai Kehuna right now. What? The Chsiv Behu, it says by the Bitei Kehuna, Tarshish v'Shoam v'Yashve, and Meres, Klum, Mershu, didn't they mix for you, B'dam l'fanecha, and Marsina, what's Marsina, Klum, Mershu, they're not mixed, B'menachos l'fanecha, the flower offerings, Memuchan, which is the last one, Klum hechinu shulchan l'fanecha, they're not prepare Memuchan, prepare the shulchan before you with a lechem upon him, like B'nai Yisrael did, so why are you doing all this against B'nai Yisrael? I don't understand though, because the Gezerah didn't even happen yet. The Gezerah happens a parak or two later.
And
so, right. So why? Well, Achaveris agreed to it, but why is the Malachim are asking why are you allowing the Gezerah to take place? The Gezerah didn't take place yet. Okay. Vayomer Memuchan. So Memuchan gets up and says, "Lefnei Hamelach Hasarim Tana." Memuchan is the Haman. Memuchan is Haman. Halam Nikra Memuchan. And why is his name Memuchan? Shemuchan the Poronos, because he's ready and prepared for. For tragedy to happen to him, I guess that he will be hung on a tree. Amar of Kahana, from here we see Mikan, Shehejos Kofetz Perosh, that the fools jump first, because Memuchan is written last, and yet he's the first one to jump up and speak. Okay, so what were the Igeras that Achashverosh sent out? Liyos Kol Ish Sorem Reso, every man should be in charge of his house. Imagine sending that in five towns. So Amar Rava,
he's the king of the castle.
So Amar Rava, El Mole Igros Rishonas, had it not been for these Igros, Lo Nishtayim Mishanei Shei Yisrael started pilots. No one from Israel would have been left. Basically, this Igeris was so foolish that everyone thought Haman was an idiot. So when they got the second Igeris, which was to kill all the Jews, they what's going on? Maybe made a mistake also because it's a double pashut that the Ish is so revived so that the man is the king of the castle. It's simple. It's everyone knows that. Right, he says, right, El Mali Igos Rishonos, Lo Nishtai, Mishalim Shal Yisrael, Sergeant Palace. Amri, because the Umos Ha'olam said, My Haid is Shardalon, Li Yos Kol Isha Reveso. What is he sending us? Everyone should be the king in his castle. Pshita, it's Pashut, right? Afilu Karcha, they say Pashut Kol Havei. Even the Karcha, I guess, even some sort of weaver, who's like the lowest of the low, right, in his house, he's the king, he's the Pakid, he's in charge. So therefore, when they sent another one, right, basically, we're going to the Middle East. Exactly. This just involves the Middle Eastern culture, not Western culture. Right. So then the Pasuk says, Vayafked HaMelech Pikidim, Vayafked HaMelech Pikidim, Bechol Midnos Machoso, So he gets, takes the ministers to go grab all the young maidens. They come to a beauty contest, basically, and he'll choose, you know, first American Idol. It's the Persian Idol. He's choosing the best one. Okay. So Amarav, Maidiksev, what does the Pasuk mean in Mishlei where it says, Kol Arum Ya'aseh Bedas, every smart person will do it with thought, right? And Uksil Yifrosh Ivelas. And the Uksil, everyone's going to see his stupidity. So it's because the Pasuk says, Diksev in Melachim, Vayomru Lo Abadav, he's going David, who needed a warm body. So Vayomru Lo Abadav, Yivakshul Adonai HaMelech Na'ara Basula. Ask for one Na'ara Basula, just ask for one. So Koman Dahavle Barta Isa Nahale. So everyone volunteered. He just wants one. He's not grabbing anyone. He's asking for volunteers. Everyone volunteered. That's the smart way to do it. Uvichsil Yefrosi Veles, but a fool, everyone will see his foolishness. Ze Achashverosh. That is Achashverosh Diksiv, Veachgeta Melech Pikidim. Right? He had to appoint ministers to grab the girls. Because nobody wanted to come. Right? Because he said, I want everybody to come. So no one wanted to come. Koman Dahavle Barta Itamra Mine. Anyone who had a daughter, he would hide them. So that's why he had a point. The Pikitim. Then the Pasuk.
Opportunity to be
a concubine. What? Want to be, who knows what they were going to be? What about all the other ones who weren't going to be selected? They got stuck in the house over there, and they weren't allowed to be with anybody else. They were in the harem for who knows how long. Pasuk continues. Ish, and it's now right. We're in Pasuk Parak Beis now, right? Ish Yehudi Ayah B'Shishan Abiro Shom Orlechai Ben Yar B'Shimi Ben Kish Ish Yimini. So Ma'ati Ka'amar. So why does it go Ishimini that he's from Shevet Binyamin? Ili Yachsu Kasi. If it's coming to tell us as Yichus, Yachseva Azla Binyamin. So say Ben Kish, you should say, go keep going until you get to Binyamin, until you get to the name of Binyamin. So Ella Mai Shana Hani. So why did he only list these? Why Yair Shimi and Kish before, as opposed to the continuing in the generations? So Tana Kula Al Shemo Nikru. So Tana Kulan Al Shemo Nikru. Because Mordechai was called all these names. Ben Yair, because Shehir named Sheisrael B'tfilah, so because he, Yair means he lit up, or he opened the eyes, he illuminated the eyes of Bnei Yisrael with his tefillah. Ben Shemi, Ben Sheshama El Tefillah, so because he was the person whose tefillahs were listened to. Ben Kish, Shehi Kish, which means he knocked Al Shari Racham Nitzchol, he knocked on the gates of mercy, and they were opened for him. Karile Yehudi, it calls him Ish Yehudi, so mashma that he's a Judean from Yehuda Kaasi, he comes from Yehuda. The Karile Yemini, it calls him Ish Yemini, mashma Alma mi Benjamin Kaasi, he's a Benjamite. So is he a Judean or a Benjamite? Which one is he? So Amarab, right, sees also that there was, you weren't called Jews then. Yeah, Jews means you were from Shevet Yehuda. Binyamin means you were from Shevet Binyamin. Now Jews is for everybody, but knows that that's a term that seems to have been a later iteration of the term of the Yehudi. No, because we saw plenty of time that there were leftovers. There was Shimon was down there. There were leftovers from other tribes as well. So Karile Yehudi Am Yehuda Gasi, Karile Yemini Am Binyamin Gasi. So Amar Rav Nachman Mordechai Muhtar bin Musuhaya. He was Mu'utar, he was crowned with many names. One was Yehudi, one was Yemini. And Amar Rav Barchana, Amar Rav Yoshua ben Levi, of Binyamin. His father was from Binyamin. The Imam Yehuda, and his mother was from Yehuda. Therefore, he was called by both names because he had Yichus to both Shvatim. The Rabbanan Amri, and the Rabbanan answered the Stira, Mishpachos, Mizgaros, Zo Bezu. The Shvatim, I guess each wanted him. Mizgaros, Zo Bezu. They were fighting as to who would be. Who brought Mordechai into this world? Mishpachas Yehuda Omeres, the family of Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda, would say, Ana garim demisyali Mordechai, we allowed Mordechai to live. The lo katli David. Sorry?
To be born.
Okay. Demisyali Mordechai. The lo katli David. Because we did not kill Shimi ben Gera. They did not kill Shimi ben Gera, who was, even though it was Chayav Misa. So we let Shimon Hero, who was from Binyamin, so because of us, Mordechai was born. Omishbach Binyamin Amra, Minoka Asi. He came from us. He's ours. So Yehuda says, you call him by our name, because if not for us, he would be dead. And Binyamin said, you call him for our name, because he came from us.
So he's actually from Binyamin.
According to this, he's actually from Binyamin. That is, who answers that one? That is Rabbanan. Right, first we had Rabba Bar Chana, said the name of Shuben Levi that he's split genealogy. Rav Gana Amri that he's just fighting over who was, you know, the reason why he's here. Rava Amar Knesses Yisrael Amar Leidach Gisa. the Knesset Yisrael, they were complaining about these two Shvatim. They were complaining about him. Right? He says, Re'u ma'asal li Yehudi, see what this man who came from Yehuda, u'mashilon le Yemini, and what he did, and what this Benjamite did to me. Ma'asal li Yehudi, this Yehudi, the lo katli dubbed the Shimi, he didn't kill Shimi, the Isyalid me named Mordechai, and Mordechai was born, the Mekana be Haman, and Haman became jealous of him. So had Yehuda, you killed him, we wouldn't have had this problem. U'mashilon le Yemini, and also what Binyamin did, the low cut the Shaul the other. That Shaul the Agagi did not kill. Shaul did not kill from the Benjamin. Did not kill the Agag, meaning that from here, him and Haman came out. It's all your fault, Yehuda and Benjamin. It's your fault that he was born, right? The Isyal bin Haman mitzar Yisrael. Because from Agag comes Haman, the mitzvah who gave tzar to Israel. The last answer, and then we'll stop. Rav Yochanan Amar le'olam Benjamin Kasi. He came from Benjamin, but my karele Yehudi, and why was he called Yehudi? Al shum shekafar. Avodah Zarah, because he rejected the Avodah Zarah of Haman. Shekola Kofer Avodah Zarah Nikra Yehudi. Whoever rejects Avodah Zarah is called Yehudi. Right? I guess this Yudhei Vavke is in the name. Maybe that's what it means. It means you reject the Avodah Zarah, so you're Yehudi. Right? Diksiv, because the pasuk says Lagabe Chananya Mishal VeAzaria. Right? It says over there Isai Guvin Yehudayin. There are these Yehudim that don't worship your God. They do not bow down to your idol, and they're called Yehudim. Why are they called Yehudim? Because they were kofar in basically kofar in Avodah Zarah. When they kept Shem Hashem, that's why it's called Yehudi. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good day.